My name is Alex, and I am an alcoholic.
Hi, Alex.
Just looking around there, and let me come and sit in front. Why? Because I am fighting it against some of my worst tendencies. And my tendency is to isolate. I am a great isolator. You come and try to get close to me, and I make sure to keep you far away. And so I am continuously in my growing AA fighting against this entropic tendency of my social life. I'm very glad to be here. I see people that I recognize, Sandy, many years, many discussions, Sean, and other people that I'm very glad to see you here. I am an alcoholic. What do I mean by that? I mean that alcohol is creating problems for me. I wasn't born an alcoholic. I put down, check my watch, now, because I don't intend to talk more than half an hour, but then sometimes I forget and I go on for 1 hour and a half. Let me know. I wasn't born an alcoholic, and I had trouble. My first time around was in 1975, and I look around and I had trouble identifying as an alcoholic. For once, it was easy for me to put down alcohol. I remember that I was 2 or 3 days in AA, and I went to drink as usual, and just the alcohol wouldn't go down. I was choking on it. So I put it down, and I said, that's it, I won't drink anymore. And stay around a few years. I didn't come often. At the beginning, yes, maybe the first year I came off. But then I started coming 1 day a week, 1 day a month, and then I left the year and I did not drink. Now, in 81 I reached the position that I wanted in life, and I was promised a brilliant future. And the friend of, I wasn't coming to AA anymore, and I wasn't drinking. Friend of mine, there was not in AA, was living in Montreal. I invited him out to dinner, and I ordered a bottle of wine, and we had a beautiful evening. Nothing happened. So I made a big deal about nothing. I'm not an alcoholic. And so for the next 1 year and a half, 2 years, I was drunk almost each day. And everything came into my head. Now, in 82, I came back to AA, and I had to come. This time, I had to come because self-destruction was so evident in front of me. And I didn't want to live anymore. And yet, I couldn't live without alcohol. I couldn't live with alcohol. And I didn't know what to do. But let's go and try again and again. And this time, I came, and since 1982, 26th of October is my date, actually it was the 25th of my drink, I haven't picked up another drink. So it's between 22 and 23 years that I have not done. So what's the difference between why it works the second time and why it did not work the first time around? The first time around, I had a problem with alcohol. And some of you people talk about steps, talk about God, etc. And I listen, and I say, what a bunch of losers. You know, they really trying very hard to hang on about everything. And they come out with all this banality, you have to do this. There are no masks in a year, you have to do this. Oh, I thought. At this time, self-destruction was a little too close, and so I tried to do the step. And I tried to look, what are my shortcomings? What do I have to change to stay sober? At the beginning, I made the step because I didn't have any other solution. And I had a lot of difficulty with the second step. And I tell you how I solved it. The only reason, because I had these people that kept coming up and telling me, you better do the second step or you go back drinking. And off they go out drinking. And I said, oh, this is an honest program. Fake it till you make it. I mean, last not the time, it's not easy all the time, even a year. But I had to solve the problem because I was desperate. And I was so desperate because I wasn't drinking, but I felt terrible. One day I went back in the laboratory, university, decided to take some poison, take it home, and commit suicide. And I know there was a reserve on strychnine, it was a bottle of strychnine. No bottle, no one used strychnine, but so was a reserve and it was chemical. So I picked it up and I went home and I was okay and planning my death, you know. First of all, I cannot do it immediately. First of all, I have to clean up the apartment. I mean, find me this mess. And so I postponed it. And then I have to become being a chemist, a PhD in chemistry. I wanted to find out what the effect of strychnine. Ah, my God, it's a terrible way to die. And you stay awake and you see me, you have like an heart attack after the other. And you can go on for hours until you croak and in terrible pain. And so I decided to put strychnine down the toilet. Now, I remember that I'm telling all this as a joke to a beautiful girl in AA at Monte Central in Italy. And we were talking about how the idea to commit suicide is so prevalent among AA people. And how many people commit suicide? And she told me, I was telling the story to strychnine, but I had some strychnine at home. And he said, why don't you give it to me? That I have some little mice and I want to kill. My little red flag went up and I said, look, if you want to kill, find your own way. I won't give you anything to, but you better go and talk to your sponsor. Believe it or not, she committed suicide 6 months later. But in Texas, in a different way. So, this is one danger, by the way, if you're an alcoholic, to commit suicide. A very large number of alcoholic does. There's a very strong relationship between one and the other. And I am here now, in AA, still struggling. And I didn't know. I am not drinking. I am 1 year and a half that I don't drink. I'm not sure that I really want this life. You know. I go home and I hope God will send lightning down and incinerate me. That would be, you know. But it didn't happen. And so I was confronted with the 12th, with the second step again. And I knew I could not stay where I was because life did not have any meaning. And I had two choices. Or I believe in God and life has a meaning, or I decide that God doesn't exist and may as well commit suicide. What should I do? I knew that I couldn't stay where I was. I was desperate. So, if I choose that life has no meaning and commit suicide, I have a strong analytical mind. There is a problem. What if I am wrong? I cannot come back and change the outcome. So I decided to choose the God exists and to stay alive. Eventually, if I am wrong, I can change my mind and go the other way. But within 1 week that I made the decision, faith was given to me, and faith has remained with me, and it's getting stronger and stronger for the past 20 years. And that protected me from the, from life and from all the curveballs that life threw at me in the past 20 years. And because of that, I could move on. No. I had to try to now to move on, and for me, to reach the center of the problem, this is the first step. Decide to turn our life and our will over to the care of God as we understand it. But that for me is the essence of this program. And now, if you do not believe in God, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me. Just stay around and do it your own way. I am not the one that would come out and would tell you have to do it this way, you have to do it this way, you have to do it this way. The only thing that I can tell is the way I did it and my problem. And I know that there are people that would do that, just don't pay attention to them. And then all the other steps from the 4 to the 12, the self of the actualization of the decisions that I have made. Fourth step, oh my God, I can look my ego. It's big as a cathedral. You know, you can rob me, you can beat me up, it never happens, but eventually if you do it, and I can forgive you if you stab me. But bruise my ego. Oh my God, I'm worse than an elephant. I hold on little grudges like... And this is quite strange. Sometimes I'm baffled because I have a good sense of humor. And many times my grudges make me laugh, frankly. But still I hold them on. And I have to get even. And that shows why I never expected to be a rational person. But that is the struggle that I go through each day. And my other step, and I will tell this where I had difficulty, is the sixth step. This step, if you read the 12-12, it distinguishes the man from the boy. I think it's the fifth. Who is the paper tiger? I did it, I went to Monk at Saint Benoit and I read my fourth step to him, the fifth step. I look up at him and he's yawning over there. So I didn't do a great thing, but my sins are all from almost all commission. And then I say, but here God, take me with all my faults, I don't want them anymore, etc. And nothing happened. And to understand the sixth step and to make it, that was very long. It was 1 year and a half. Because with my sixth step, I had to understand and to ask God what has to be removed. You know, my tendency to choose between making a joke without embarrassing another person and keep my mouth shut. Which I still am not very good at it, you know. I still make jokes that embarrass people. The only difference today is that I recognize that I am wrong. What is his name? Carol, sorry for trying to make a joke, to may ever embarrass you. It's the beginning, and I apologize when I say because I am wrong. Probably before understanding the step, I would say, oh, that's okay, she deserves it. Why not? Why? But she's a woman, no, isn't she? or etc. They probably spend it. And I put a whole entire picture over there to justify my attitude. And this is, we proceed, we get a little bit saner and saner and saner. We see your behavior and we modify and we go like, you know, one of my sentences was, I am what I am. You know, I don't pretend to be different, I'm just honest. No, I am an insensitive person. So it doesn't matter until the person that gets hurt, it's you. Of course, it's vice versa happened. How about it's written down in the black book? It's the hand of time. And so, I had little problem to tackle. Alcoholic, I prefer to, when I talk, to talk about myself. Because there is a tendency also to hide behind the things that we alcoholic are like this, we alcoholic are like this, we like that. A moment. I claim that I have some fault here at my fault. You know. So, what I had, I used to call trait, when I used to call characteristic, but they are shortcomings. And I had to deal with it. Not only when I deal with it, it's much better, because the problem stops there. Because I don't need any justification and to compound the problem much larger. Well, you know. Is that alcoholic? I'm as an alcoholic, I am like an unachieved adult on a growth path. And I have grown from the moment that I come in up to today. One day at a time, by applying the program of here. So by the way, more and more I'm getting convinced. And anyone that knows me, and if you don't trust me, ask Sandy or Sean, who know me from a long time, knows that I am not a dogmatic person at all. Actually, I can't stand dogma. Even if I was born a Catholic. But once day is a time, it's toward growing. It's toward becoming the mature person. My way of thinking has changed. And my ego was so big, no? My friends, outside the year, people that studied with me, now they have, some of them are very successful. Some are professor here, some are director there. And you, Alex, oh my God, unemployed. But no, now I am 65, going in pension, and I have not been unemployed all my time. But my ego was so big that I would avoid the place where I could meet them. Not so anymore. Why? Because I don't need to justify myself anymore. I have tried, honestly I can say, I have tried to grow and I have grown. And I have nothing to be ashamed. It's the biggest battle is to win yourself. You know, it's not having, it's in becoming. Everybody looks at Trump. I read that to be other people. Trump, Donald Trump. For me, the guy is one of the biggest jerks that ever existed. My God, how can you? You must be anxious. No, really. It makes me laugh. Luckily. And everything a year is giving me. It's giving me the chance to grow just by applying the simple step. And I haven't finished. Oh, I finished my first 12 step. I finished in a few months. But you see, I pray each day. I am not that good on meditating. I do it for some time and I get fed up. And so I finish. And working with others. I have continually people, well, not continually, it's not exactly. Time and time, from time to time, people come up and ask me for my help, etc. God. I remember the last one that asked me, what was it, 1 year ago. And then I met him, and he looked so offended. And I said, but, where is upset? I screw up the chorus to ask you to be my sponsor, and you told me not to call you, please. So, as you see, I have still a lot of work to do myself, and to be enough. I'd rather be an end to it. But I am on my way. And most of the time, I have to tell, there are rewards. What is a reward? I was worried about money, etc. I am not worried about money. I have everything that I need. If I want to go on vacation, I can afford a vacation. My only struggle is not to put on weight. And I have to exercise a lot to avoid that. I have to walk here, now we walk there. So I don't have any fear of financial insecurity. I feel well. I could not sleep. I can sleep. I could not have peace. This little engine was always revving, revving, revving. And now I have peace. And I have seen most everybody, even the one that I do not like, in a year getting better. But I like all of you, and I wish all of you a good 24 hours. That's all.